and welcome to Heartbeat. Do you ever feel like you're distant from God? That you feel like you've missed your opportunity from God? Or that you're not living up to the person that you believe God wants you to be? I know that I feel like that sometimes. And today I want to encourage you that you can start again. You can go again. You know, last year I stood here and I shared with you about we should get ready for Advent, we should get ready for the coming of the King. Let's be intentional. But if I'm really honest with myself, I'm not sure I was as intentional as I'd hoped to be. I think I let the busyness of life, everything else going on around me, cause me to miss what I think Advent could have been for me. But that doesn't mean that I can't start now. I don't need to have a New Year's resolution. I don't need to have this significant time of the year to be able to say, God, I want to go again with you. And so I want to remind you today, and I want to remind myself of the abundant grace that God has for us, which means that we can go to him again and again and again. And the story that came into my mind as I was preparing this was the story of the prodigal son. It's a story that I've always really loved. And it's in the one that I like reading. It's in Luke chapter 15. And it's the story of two sons who one of them goes to his dad and says, Dad, I want my inheritance now. So the dad hasn't passed away, but he goes to his dad and he says, I want my inheritance now. So the dad does it. He sells off his property, gives his inheritance to the son, and this son goes off into the world and squanders it, gets rid of it all, gambles it away, spends it on women, just gets rid of it all to the point that he gets to a very low place in his life. And he's feeding pigs in a field. And when he's at this low point, all of a sudden it comes to mind that maybe he should go back to his dad, to his father, and ask forgiveness. So I want to read it to you in verse 17. So it's Luke chapter 15. We're going to read verse 17. It says this. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands. So this is the son realizing that he should go back to his dad, ask for his forgiveness and say, Dad, you know, I'm not worthy to be your son anymore. Look what I've done to you, but would you have me back as one of your servants? And so the son sets off. And then if we keep reading in verse 20, this is where we see God's abundant grace for us, his abundant love that just pours out for us. So in verse 20, it says, so he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So the son says to his dad what he's rehearsed back in the field where he's feeding the pigs. He says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But in verse 22, it says, but the father said to his slaves, quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. And we see in those last few verses just how much love the father has for his son, how much love God has for us. That no matter what we've done in life, no matter whether we've reached that low point or whether we're not really at the low point, but we're not living how we believe God wants us to live, we can go back to him time and time again. And he sees us coming. And with love and compassion, he throws his arms around us and he hugs us and kisses us. And he just pours his love upon us. And I think sometimes we find it hard to go back to God because we think, well, can I go back again? I've already done it. I don't know how many times. I can't even count on my hands. But can I go back again? And I think that's because our brain, our human mind, can't conceive of a God who would continue to love, continue to pour his love upon us, and that his love for us and his grace for us is so big, our minds can't conceive it. But for God, that's who God is. God can't help but pour his love and grace and mercy upon us. So I encourage you today that no matter where you are, you can go to him again. You can start again. Make this your new year as of now. Doesn't matter that you missed the beginning of the year. Let's start now and ask for God's forgiveness if we need to, and ask that God would pour his love and his grace upon us. So why don't you now pray with me? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you that you are a God of abundant grace and of mercy and of love and of compassion, and that no matter where we are in life, no matter what we've done, what we may have failed to do, Lord, we can come back to you and you will continue to pour your love upon us and your grace upon us. That's what makes you God, Lord Jesus, and you continue to love us. And so I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that we can return to you, that we can come back to you time and time again, and you will have your arms open for us, and you will love us, and you will give us a big hug, Lord Jesus, and welcome us back in time and time again. I thank you for that grace that you pour down upon each and every one of us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.